Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jamie Stoney Show. Jeff Rieger in for Jamie. 248-539-9797-971-36 on the ticket text. The Houston Astros, they went public down in spring training to apologize or whatever the hell you think they did because it was really lame. Justin Verlander, of course, the former Tiger, who helped them win the World Series in 2017. So he hasn't spoken. He made a joke about it at the New York Baseball Writers dinner where he was honored for winning the Cy Young Award, which is kind of a lame joke, but at least he showed he had somewhat of a sense of humor about it. But yesterday was the first time he was asked about it and talked about it. So here's somewhat Justin Verlander had to say, first of all, what he had to say and what he didn't say.
I don't want to get into anything specific, guys. I was just told to apologize. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to go hang with Kate and I'm going to spend my millions of dollars. Like, what a joke. Like, Verlander, I am very upset at the media because the first and only question that really needed to be asked was, hey, Verlander, you're always outspoken against cheating, whether it's PEDs, whether it's sign stealing, but you're okay when it apparently benefits you and helps you. Your thoughts, you big hypocrite. And the other thing, too, about Verlander, he's so concerned about his legacy. That's all he ever is. All he cares about it. Now his legacy's ruined. It's tainted. It's over. Forever he'll be that cheater. But I heard Gator on the air yesterday almost sticking up for Verlander saying, well, you know what? He didn't really benefit from it. Of course he benefited from it.
I'm not going to dispute that, but to call him a cheater is wrong.
He's a total cheater.
He didn't cheat.
Absolutely he cheated. He knew about it, didn't say anything. So that's cheating. He's a cheater.
Well, he didn't do
it. And a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite.
And a phony.
And he
had a really good pitcher.
He's a hypocrite. He's a phony. He benefited by it, but I don't think it's going to be tarnished. I still think he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Cheater.
Because he didn't cheat.
Well, of course he cheated. Stoney, if you know what's going on and don't say anything and you're so outspoken against cheating, how are you not lumped in with the cheaters? Well, did he know what was going on?
Yeah, you're wrong. Yeah, you're wrong for that, but you didn't actually cheat yourself.
Let me try to argue something. I agree with you to some extent, but during the steroid era,
yes.
Did anybody ever call out a giant teammate of Barry Bonds for cheating? He benefited.
You're right. It's a good point. So?
But that's what I'm saying.
That Giants teammate, whoever that may have been, was not on Twitter. That's the problem, Tom. Listen, hold on.
Because he's on Twitter?
Hold on. I have no issue. First of all, the whole team's cheaters, okay? They all knew what was going on.
Did you say all the teams were cheaters on all those Roid people? All the Roid teammates.
Did we know?
Did you say that? Because I'm telling you, it's consistent, Jeff. You're being a hypocrite here.
I'm not being a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are.
It's totally different.
You didn't call those guys cheaters. You flat out didn't.
Hold on a second.
They were cheaters.
Did Alex Rodriguez's teammates understand he was taking steroids?
Ken Griffey Jr.
How do you know?
No, you don't know. Oh, come on.
The Astros knew. I'm sorry. Were syringes in the locker room of these cheaters.
The writers,
they probably knew about Barry Bonds.
You're awfully defensive here because I trapped you. Because
you didn't trap me.
You didn't call Ken Griffey Jr. a cheater, and he was, according to what you're doing to Verlander.
100%. It's totally different. This was a team cheating scandal.
But the fact that people using steroids.
Justin Verlander didn't directly cheat.
He benefited by it. Yes,
just
absolutely.
Like Ken Griffey Jr.
totally
did.
Cheated.
No,
totally cheated.
No, he's not a cheater.
Listen to me.
I know what you're saying.
Okay, but I think it's a bad example. And this is why the guys using the steroids, I don't know if they were open about it with their teammates. I have no idea.
Come on, the writers knew.
The writers didn't write about it, though. The writers were soft and didn't write about it.
Nobody else can talk. Seriously, you really are on your heels backpedaling here because it's the same thing. Everybody knew the roids were in the game. All those players knew it was in. Why did Barry Bonds start using? Because he knew the other guys were using,
sure.
And he wanted to show he could outdo everybody with the home runs, and he did.
If somebody, Heather had a news story about a guy robbing a bank, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say the woman was knowingly did it, okay?
Yeah, she robbed it then, too.
Okay. No, she's an accomplice. She gets less of a sentence than the person who did it. It was Verlander wrong for not stopping it or getting benefits, of course, but he did not actually technically cheat.
He
That's
knew
all I'm
about
saying.
It.
Yes, okay.
It was a team scandal.
He didn't have the balls to stand up for what he says he believes
that's
in.
That's true.
And that's fine, guys, but it was a team
scandal.
Getting
into it.
What you don't understand is the entire team was doing it.
Yeah.
Okay? It was from above, all below. Every player knew about it. Every player benefited from it. Every player is a cheater. With steroids, maybe not everybody was doing it. We don't know that everybody was doing it. Maybe
you don't know that Verlander
wasn't.
Was cheating.
He knew. He admitted
he knew. Just like Ken Griffey Jr. knew that Alex Rodriguez was using.
What don't you understand about the difference in the two? I don't know that Ken Griffey Jr.
I think he might be more borderline, like have seriously a listening disability here at this point. I mean, my God, they're the same thing.
They're not the same thing.
They all knew what was going on, and nobody had the balls to say it. Yesterday was just like Capitol Hill in 2005 when they were wagging their finger.
One was an
edict
from above.
The whole sport knew. The commissioner knew.
I'm just curious, Tom. If you look at the Astros, everybody, whether it's the CCTV guys,
you don't want to accept the fact that they all knew they were doing roids back then.
They may have, but I don't know if the guys knew who was doing it. This was a team. It's so different. What don't you understand?
There's no concrete.
Paul says Jeff's right. I would love to hear somebody else reason this because if you knew.
But there's no. His point is there's no concrete proof that everybody on the team knew who was. I agree with you, but. Because there's no concrete.
You keep giving these losers in this loser sport that needs loser scandals to get any publicity. The only time we ever talk about this loser sport is when there's a scandal. Seriously, this sport has the biggest loser athletes. The I cannot wait for it to crumble. I really can't. This sport is in such a bubble right now. I can't, man. It's going down Hockey Boulevard.
The reason Jeff's right, Tom, is because that Ken Griffey Jr. didn't go to Alex Rodriguez and say, hey, if you start doing these steroids, you really help us win. All the Astros players conspired together to win. The ownership, the management, they all conspired together. All the guys on the Giants didn't go to Barry Bonds and say, hey, start taking steroids, you'll really help us win, and then cover it up.
I would love to know how Justin Verlander directly cheated in this.
How do we know he wasn't the guy banging on the garbage cans? It never came out.
How do you know that? You can't say how do you know how do you know for the steroids thing?
Yeah, you don't want to say how do you know for the steroid thing. Well, how do you know?
But here's the thing. You don't know that the steroid guys knew. You knew everybody knew this time. He admitted it yesterday. He knew right when he got there. He admitted it. Everybody on the team knew it.
We're basically getting into a semantical argument about what is cheating or not. That's what it is.
Don't you dare dismiss the fact that you've got a little bit of a personal vendetta against Justin Verlander.
I don't, not in the least.
Oh, come on.
Why do I have it? What? Because he's a cheater?
The Anthony Fenech stuff?
Okay, yeah, Verlander's been okay to me. I got no issue with
Come
Verlander.
Come on.
Listen, I think he's a
hypocrite. You called him a little B. I've heard you say it.
Yes, I think he's a hypocrite. I think he is not a very nice guy at times.
I agree and agree.
Okay, I think he's a hell of a pitcher. It doesn't change the fact, Tom, that A, I don't know why you feel the need to stick up for him. But
I'm not sticking up for him. What I am, I'm lumping in the same people. You're calling Justin Verlander a cheater.
Yeah, because
there's no direct evidence that he cheated. He indirectly benefited, and that's what I'm saying. Right. The steroid era guys indirectly benefited from cheating.
Again,
the guys that didn't use.
I'm just curious. Like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
If you say you were on that 2017 Astros team, whether you were a bullpen member, whether you were a catcher, whether you were a hitter, whatever, you're a cheater.
No. You are
a cheater.
I don't think so.
Of course you are.
All right, so Hall of Fame-wise, I don't think he should get in first ballot, but I do think he should get in. And I think the same thing about the steroid guys, because the first ballot matters. Now, I think it's stupid that the first ballot matters, but it matters.
And I agree with you.
Sports little anal rules that they have in place and all their little stupid, you know,
unwritten rules,
baseball code and all. This sport is garbage. It is.
248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. Who you with? You with Tom? You with me? I mean, honestly, let the callers decide it. Verlander's a big hypocrite, and he is. I shouldn't call him big. He looks like he's fit. He's a hypocrite, and he's a cheater.
And he'll always be a cheater.
He
was afraid to stand up to him when he went there, and he's afraid to stand up now.
Exactly.
He's just trying to wish it goes away.
Of course.
And he hasn't been on Twitter since it happened. Mr. Big Balls, who always has an opinion about things in the roid era and the juice balls and stuff, you wussed out, baby, and you got caught red-handed.
If he really cared about his legacy, he would have done the right thing yesterday, too.
No. See, that's the thing. Exactly.
Right. If he cared about his
legacy.
I know.
That's the lie.
But if he really cared about the legacy.
Because he's really tough. By the way.
And good job, M Live and Detroit News and
for not sending
Free
anybody.
Press for sending
Hell,
somebody
we should have
yesterday.
Sent somebody. Here's the thing real quick, by the way. I mean, if Verlander was really, really, really tough, like I'll pick it up next. How about that?
Yes.
Because we got to hit break.
97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.